Fine.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me today, our first guest. Today is the MD day. We have two MDs coming on today to talk. Our first ND is Dr. Patel. Her new book is out. It's called The CBD Oil Solution. Treat chronic pain, anxiety, insomnia, and more without the high. So this is a book that includes over 40 recipes for edibles and wellness products and wonderful things that you can do right in your own kitchen. And so Dr. Patel has been internationally recognized as an expert in the field of medical cannabis. She teaches her patients how to use CBD oil to relieve their symptoms, transform their health, and live a better quality of life. And it is such a pleasure, Doctor. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I have to just ask you a question. I don't know if you heard the news story that Melissa McCarthy has been using, her stylist recommended CBD oil for her feet. After all of the awards and the award shows, her feet were really, really killing her. And her stylist said, well, we just have to start using CBD oil on your feet. And so she's been using CBD on her feet. Well, it became a featured segment on one of the morning shows this week where all the experts that they interviewed, including many of your colleagues, with all due respect, that said there's no evidence. This is absolutely a field that we just don't know enough about. We need to have more evidence. It may sound good, but I couldn't believe that a major network would even say that at this point in time about the cannabidiol portion, the CBD, the non-high version of this plant. And I'd love for you to comment on that.
Yeah, I mean, look, granted there isn't a sufficient amount of evidence, but the fact of the matter is that it works, you know, especially when it comes to muscular pain. So if you're on heels, you know, for multiple hours at a time, the muscles in your feet are going to hurt. And CBD has been shown to be very effective for spasticity, you know, now specifically in patients who have multiple sclerosis. So you can imagine just how severe the cramping is that they experience. So if
yes,
CBD is effective for something like that, it's most certainly effective for some cramping that you have in your feet. So, you know, I've treated thousands of patients at this point, and for me, you know, the evidence is very obvious in the results that my patients have experienced.
I have to tell you, after doing the show for over 2 years now, I absolutely agree with you, but I also think that there is evidence. We have been studying this plant for a very long time. Other countries are leaders and pioneers, as you all know, as you know, doctor, in Spain, leading pioneers, Israel. Oh my gosh, they're the forerunners in Israel. They are truly the pioneers. So we do have some studies. We do have evidence. We do have clinicals. This is not just take this. This is also, it is a lot of it is anecdotal, but the question becomes, who do you trust with the information? And it's very confusing when information is put out there that's not correct.
Yes, you know, I agree with you, and it's especially important because it's an unregulated industry. So anybody can spew out any crap out of their mouth, And, you know, there's no one to say that, hey, that's wrong, or there's no one out there to regulate what they're saying. Okay. So you have to turn to people who have knowledge and experience in the field, right?
Right.
Knowledge based on research, and experience based on actually treating people with your particular condition and with your particular symptoms. The other area where it's important to go to a knowledgeable company is in the quality of the product, of the CBD product that you're purchasing, right? Because
yes.
Research shows that 70% of CBD products have little to no CBD in them. So you could be buying an overpriced bottle of olive or coconut oil and get no effect from it. So that's another area where you as a consumer, you really need to pay attention, because it's not a regulated industry. Okay. So that's one of the main things to look for, are the amounts of CBD and THC. And really the main way to look for that is to ask for laboratory test results. And these laboratory test results should be done at a third party lab, preferably one that's licensed by the state, okay, in which the product is made. So that's really, really important.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, Doctor, because that is absolutely. When the Farm Bill passed in the end of December, we now are seeing CBD products being sold in convenience stores and gas stations. I can't tell you, I just ran into a gas station. There was problems at the pump, and I ran in to find out what was going on. And I was shocked to see the amount of CBD products in this gas station, in the convenient part of the convenience store part of the gas station. So you and I both know that the Farm Bill, absolutely, the Farm Bill opened the floodwaters. Now it's our responsibility to advise consumers that not all CBD is alike.
It's not. Not all CBD is alike, especially when it comes to amounts of CBD, you know, when it comes to the strength of the product. What I tell you on average is that in an ounce, you can find anywhere from 250 milligrams up to 1,000 milligrams of CBD. And that's not to say you can't find lower amounts or higher amounts, but that's an average. Now, the other important thing to take into consideration is this whole craze behind pure CBD. I don't know if you've heard of pure CBD. But essentially what it is that the claim that's being made with that is that it has no THC in it, okay?
Yes.
Now, the way you get just CBD, okay, without any of the other cannabinoids, including THC, is that there's a series of chemical processes that the hemp plant goes through. And in going through this series of chemical processes, they're using potentially very toxic chemicals, such as pentane, hexane, all sorts of chemicals, which if left behind in residual amounts, could do a lot of harm to your body. So yes, it says pure, as if only the CBD was extracted, but a lot of chemicals were used to extract just the CBD from the plant. Yeah.
Yes.
So these are all different things that if you're not in it like I am, you're not going to know these nuances. And that's why I go into all of these details in the book to really
inform
the consumer.
This book, this book is absolutely fabulous. It's so wonderful because you talk about where CBD comes from. You talk about CBD from hemp versus CBD from marijuana. You look at the CBD and the THC, and why doesn't CBD get you high? All of that is in there. Tell us a little bit more about.
Yeah, sure. So in addition to telling you about CBD, I also go into what CBD is effective for, right? So it's being touted as a cure-all. Like, it's going to cure all of your life's problems. Not the case. There are certain conditions for which it's very effective, and then certain conditions for which it's not effective. So that's important to know, right? If it's not going to be effective for you, then there's no point in you using it. But if it is going to be effective, then it's something you should definitely pursue. So that's one thing I go into. I go into how to find a solid quality CBD oil that you can trust. Everything that you need to look for from A to Z, especially when you're looking at laboratory test results, what questions to ask the person or the company that you're buying the CBD oil from.
This is, And you also give us recipes, which is people don't know how much to put in for a recipe and how it all works. Give us the website as we get ready for a quick break, please, Doctor.
Sure. So the book can be purchased off of Amazon or at any other bookseller such as Barnes & Noble. And then my personal website is www.drrachnapatel.com.
Stay tuned. Dr. Patel will be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And boy, are we becoming educated today with this MD, with her book, The CBD Oil Solution. Lots more. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Now you can watch business videos on demand. Go to bizvod.com for details. That's BIZVOD.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And boy, are we being educated today by Dr. Rachina Patel. Her new book is out. It's called The CBD Oil Solution. Treat chronic pain, anxiety, insomnia, and more without the high. Includes over 40 recipes, beautiful photographs. The book has tremendous information, and it's absolutely a lovely book. Welcome back, Doctor. Would you do us a favor and share with us a little bit about who you're treating? Who's coming into your practice, and what are some of the issues, and what are you using?
Sure. So the most common conditions that people come to me for are chronic pain, anxiety, and insomnia. Now, chronic pain is fairly broad, right? But some of the more common conditions within that category are migraines and headaches, nerve-related pain. So we're talking about things like back pain from sciatica, which is very common. Any sort of neuropathic pain, especially those who are diabetic, who have neuropathy in their feet especially. We're talking about muscle-related pain. So like I mentioned before, patients with multiple sclerosis who have a lot of spasticity, but also patients who've had, spasms in their back. That helps as well. And then, like I mentioned, anxiety and insomnia as well. Those are the most common conditions. And then, of course, I also have patients coming in who've been diagnosed with, for instance, ADHD, ADD, autism. So wide variety of conditions.
One of the great things about working with a practitioner as Dr. Patel is that you really understand CBD, cannabidiol, you understand the nuances, you understand the dosage and how to dose. And it's not so easy, as you know and I know, because my endocannabinoid system, which we've talked about at length on this program, may be more depleted than yours or whatever. And you don't know until you start using product, correct?
Correct. And actually, let me just give you an example of two patients that came to me who struggled with insomnia. You know, they were otherwise healthy. They had no other medical problems, just the insomnia. They were about similar body mass indices, okay? So about the same size. And they both came to me with, you know, similar degree of insomnia. I'd say mild to moderate insomnia. And one, they both ended up using the same, exact same CBD product. One patient needed 2.5 milligrams to sleep, and the other patient needed 50 milligrams of CBD to sleep. So that shows you the wide difference in dosing range, okay? So, yeah, typically, you know, here's what happens. I have patients come to me, they try to DIY it, and, you know, they haven't had any success with it. So then they come to me, and then I walk them through my protocol in terms of how to use the CBD oil for their specific condition, how to figure out the exact dose for their situation, you know, the exact number of milligrams of CBD and how often they should be taking it, when they should be taking it, et cetera. Now, in the book, it differs from patient to patient, but I give some general guidelines in the book on how to use CBD oil, where I go through some basic concepts that will be helpful to the reader, if you're trying to DIY it.
Right. One of the things, too, is that we just talked earlier in the first segment about Melissa McCarthy using a topical. So let's talk about the different forms of CBD, because it comes in a variety. It comes in tinctures. It comes in pills. It comes in balms. It comes in, there are so many varieties.
Yeah, a lot of varieties, and the different delivery methods are effective for different things. Okay, so let's start with topicals. Topicals typically come in some sort of oil carrier, like a coconut oil, or it could be shea butter, and you basically apply it to the affected area, right? Now, what I found clinically topicals are effective for are inflammatory skin conditions, right, including conditions such as acne, and also muscular pain, very localized muscular pain. We're not talking about, your entire back hurting, but maybe a small area of your back hurting, for instance, or maybe you have, some pain in your calves. So, or like in the case of Melissa McCartney, her feet were hurting, the muscles in her feet were hurting. So that's what topicals are effective for. Now, internal use, right? So we're talking about things like sublinguals, which are drops that you put under the tongue, or edibles, which is something that you ingest, which comes in the form of gummies or even chocolates. And even inhalation, there are vape pens that have CBD oil in them. That is typically more effective when you have large areas of your body that hurt, when you have anxiety, when you have insomnia. In those cases, the topicals alone aren't going to cut it. So that's what those the internal use is effective for, right? Now, it does vary. Like, for instance, I've had patients who've had a history of gastric bypass surgeries, and for them, for instance, edibles are not effective because they don't absorb them as well. So they have to either turn to drops under the tongue or they have to turn to inhaling it. So, your current medical conditions and your medical history play a large role in figuring out, okay, which delivery methods are going to be most effective for you. So that's what I would say about delivery methods, but those are the most common. And then there are sort of what are considered unusual delivery methods, right? There are vaginal suppositories for CBD oil, and there's also rectal suppositories for CBD
oil
as well.
Tell me about the vaginal. What do they do? Is it for UTIs?
No. Okay. So vaginal is typically effective for intercourse, right? So it's most effective, I found, in patients, in women who are postmenopausal.
Uh-huh.
And it helps with sensitivity. It helps with relaxing the muscles in the vaginal canal.
That's interesting. So what form do you use for that?
For that, there's lubricant that has high CBD in it. And then, like I said, there's also vaginal suppositories that have high CBD in them as well. So either one of those. The vaginal suppositories are typically like an oil. So it very easily goes from solid to liquid because of the
yes.
body temperature.
Right. Okay. Perfect stuff. We're finding out about this today. Things that we haven't ever talked about on the show. So this is really very, very wonderful. Where do you think we will see this unfold in the next few years, Doctor? Oh, I'm going to have you come back because we don't have enough time. I'm just going to be able to give out all your information. I will have you back, I promise, because you're just a wealth of information. The book is called The CBD Solution. This MD has been treating patients for a while and one of the world's experts in the field of medical cannabis, and so we're so thrilled you've been with us. Give us the website. The book again is called The CBD Oil Solution: Treat Chronic Pain, Anxiety, Insomnia, and More Without the High. And the website is
drrachnapatel.com.
Thank you so much, Dr. Patel, and we will be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. We'll be back in just a moment.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us now is another regular member of the show. We always love having him. Another MD, Dr. Greg Smith, is with us. And got his medical degree from Rush Medical School in Chicago, and also his master's of public health from Harvard University. And he's an expert in the field and has been in the field for several years, one of the doctors that teaches other doctors. And his most recent book is entitled Medical Cannabis, Basic Science and Clinical Applications. His book for patients and caregivers is called CBD, What You Need to Know. And we are so thrilled to have you with us. So you have some exciting information, and we haven't talked with you in a while. And
yeah,
Frankie,
always good to hear your voice. Always good to hear your voice.
Yes, now that we're in the Wild West now with cannabis being CBD being everywhere, what are your cautions to the wind, Dr. Smith?
That's a great question. I think some of those cautions are being addressed with the new hemp bill, the 2018 Farm Bill. What that did was it took everything but THC away from the DEA. So they took anything that's drug-related at all about hemp oil away from the DEA and gave it back to where it should go, which is the FDA. So we now have anything that's a hemp oil-derived product is now had to have the same quality, manufacturing, labeling, testing as any other product on any other shelf. So we now finally get quality products that can be removed from the shelf if they don't meet federal standards of food additive. First time ever. So this is huge.
Really huge. You have been working on scientific papers and some research, and you're also very cutting edge. And so you think that cannabis will help with weight loss, blood sugar, blood lipid control. Is that true?
Yeah. So a quick shout out that the newest book, we had to change the work on the title and the cover back and forth, but it is out now. It's been out. It's been selling very well, and it's already being translated into two other languages. But that is called THCV, the Anti-Munchies Appetite Killer. So it is the tetrahydrocannabivirin. It's not THC, the stuff that gets you high. It is the exact opposite. Literally, if you put THC with a red circle and a slash through it, that's what THCV is. It blocks your munchies, and even if you are hungry and your blood sugar is low, you don't feel hungry. You don't have a gurgling in your stomach. You look at your favorite food and you just aren't interested in it. So it's the anti-munchies. And what that does is it's moving our thermostat of how our body uses energy. Instead of us storing all the sugar we eat from all these, refined sugars and fructose and storing it as fat, we are actually using fat up and using up the sugar as it enters into our bloodstream. We're using it up instead of storing it as fat. And that's all affected by this THCV.
And where do you get THCV?
Frankie, the year of 2019 is going to be my year of THCV. The problem with these newer cannabinoids, so we know CBD, there's tons of it around, literally tons. There's tons of THC around. All the other new cannabinoids, and you'll be hearing more, you'll be hearing about the new one for osteoporosis, there'll be ones for cancer, but all the other ones are in tiny, tiny amounts in the currently available hemp oils that we have. So in order to make any kind of reasonably priced product, you have to find a strain that has a high amount, like 10, 12% THCV oil in it. Only recently, and with a lot of my efforts, I've been flying all around the country and to Canada and down to South America to get growers to start growing this new high THCV strain so we can have some THCV on the market.
Wonderful.
So there are one or two products I can't vouch for whatever products you find if you Google it right now. By this fall, I hope we're going to have a whole different conversation. But right now, if you Google the THCV product, I cannot vouch for it, quality, how much THCV is in there. But it's going to change quickly because CBD has already opened the door for us of how we can use these wonderful, safe oils as nutraceuticals.
You know, we've had conversations in the early days of this show about the powers of this medicinal product. And we're not talking just about CBD. We're talking about full spectrum. We're talking about CBD and products that have THC, because we cannot negate the need for cannabis in all forms. And you have been one of the outspoken pioneers talking about the opioid problem in this country. And
I already hear what's coming.
Yeah, and one of the television shows just did a special on, one of their storylines was about the overdose in a park, and all of these people came rushing in. They got bad drugs, bad heroin, bad opioids. And so what saddened me about this storyline was that none of them talked about the use of CBD. None of them talked about how to transition and get people off of the drugs. And that really saddened me, because it would have been a really great opportunity. So you've been talking about this for a long time. Do share with us, please.
Okay. Yeah. So because the THC has this old historical, the gateway drug, it's an addictive drug. So everyone's saying, well, we don't want to give one addictive drug for another. That's sort of the traditional conservative mentality. Well, the addiction with THC is the same addiction you have with those people that are addicted to coffee. They are grumpy, irritable, they have a headache. In 1 to 2 weeks, all those symptoms go away. So if they never have coffee the rest of their life, their addiction to coffee will be gone in about 2 weeks. Same thing with THC. So it is a mild, mild form of sort of craving. And it is not the kind of addiction that you will do anything, including prostitute yourself or rob somebody to get an opioid pill, or to get a methamphetamine. Those are severe, life-changing addictions. This is a little bit of grumpiness for a couple of weeks if you ever got addicted to THC, which can happen about 9% of the time, especially in very young people that use a lot of THC.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so we got to be aware of it. You need to have, training. Healthcare providers certainly are very useful when we're using THC, but it is not a bad addiction. We're all learning now. It's all about saving lives. So because of that, there's 20-plus programs that are using CBD and or THC around the country for their inpatient opioid withdrawal and, as a lifetime change. They substitute opioids with THC and CBD products. And there's 20 programs.
Wonderful.
When we talked last time, there was two. So it's happening.
Yes, it's really happening. That's very exciting. I opened up the show sharing with our first guest, Dr. Patel, that Melissa McCarthy is using CBD oil for her sore feet from the shoes, having to be on those heels all night and running around during all the award shows. And one of the things that came out on one of the major networks in the morning show is the experts all weighed in, and medical experts, well, there's not enough information, and, we don't know if it can harm you, and we don't have enough information. And I just was so horrified that was the angle that they took. There's no not enough clinical research. And I'm hoping that you can shed some light that there is more research. than we could ever imagine.
There is 3,000. There are 3,000 studies ongoing around the world right now. At the meeting I was at last summer, there were 650 MD PhDs presenting. So yeah, there is a lot of research going on around the world. Not nearly as much in the United States as I would like, because it continues to be a Schedule I drug with no possible medicinal benefits, according to the federal government. So we aren't doing much research, but the rest of the world is. Israel is probably on top of the head of everybody.
Yes.
But there's a lot of research going on, 3,000 studies ongoing.
Wonderful.
That being said,
I'm going to let you give your next thought when we come back from a quick break. Dr. Greg Smith is with us.
Gotcha.
MD, MPH, and we're so thrilled. What's the best website for all your good stuff, Dr. Smith?
Gregory L. Smith, MD, .com. Gregory L. Smith, MD.
And we'll be right back with Dr. Gregory L. Smith right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And welcome back. It's Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we are becoming more educated today with our phenomenal doctors, Gregory L. Smith, one of them, joining us right now. MD and Masters in Public Health. His books are used as important works for not only patients but other doctors as well. And welcome back. It's always wonderful to have you with us, Dr. Smith. And so if you have been doing this now for so many years, where do you see this? Now that we have the Farm Bill passed, we just had one of the candidates for presidents for the Democratic presidential campaign make a statement saying that marijuana should become legal throughout every state. Where do you see this going in within 5 years?
Yeah, so we have to do what the Canadians have done, which is separate recreational use of THC for, you know, adult recreational purposes, similar to alcohol, and separate that from cannabis oil and all the various wonderful abilities of cannabis oil to affect a myriad of conditions, from cancer to arthritis to pain to anxiety. So those two need to be separated by having the recreational THC stores, and let that whole thing be unrelated to research on all these other 100-plus oils that are in there. I see that happening in the next couple of years. I see THC being, you know, regulated like alcohol. You have to be 21. It has to be blah, 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 blah. And then they'll leave us alone. They'll take THC off of the scheduled drugs, and we can research it as a non-toxic drug, like an antibiotic would be researched, or blood pressure medicine.
As we have talked to some of the financial people, the CPAs in this industry, the banking is still messed up, and who knows when it'll get straightened out.
That's true, but it's better. The hemp bill has done two things that I've already observed palpably. It is starting to bring in institutional investors into this arena, so there is large funds of money that will probably go mostly to recreational, but it will add money and other things that are necessary to get the small players out of the game and get the bigger players that can do these research. The small players that are producing bad products, if they're producing good products, let's have tons of small players. But the small players that have been making bad or ineffective products will be taken out, and we'll be left with just people producing high quality products. So that's already underway, and so with that will come money and other research.
Will we see the day, hopefully, where patients that are suffering from neuro diseases with mobility issues, will we see some breakthroughs? Will we start to begin to see clinical trials done for Parkinson's, MS patients, people in wheelchairs, that kind of thing?
Well, let me assure you, there's tons of MS, high-quality randomized clinical trials in MS patients. So Sativex, which is half THC, half CBD, has been legal around the world since 2010 after several large randomized clinical trials. So we know it works in MS. We know it works in neuropathic pain. It's because it's Schedule 1, this wonderful drug, Sativex, it's a wonderful little one-to-one, which is my favorite combination. As a doctor, almost all my patients, I start on one-to-one, one part THC to one part CBD. That is your beautiful extract, however you want to get it, to start a patient on. And so that's been available around the world as a prescription medication from a reputable billion-dollar pharmaceutical company since 2010.
Wonderful. Parkinson's disease. Do we know that that formula will help for Parkinson's?
There are some clinical trials ongoing with Parkinson. There's amazing anecdotal studies. And so much of what we have over the years has been anecdotal. What that means is a very high-quality neurologist or muscular disorder physician observes this amazing impact and writes it up as a clinical note to be published. But it's not a study. It's sort of an observation by a very experienced physician, and it means a lot. So we have lots and lots of anecdotal information that has led to the start of research, and there is ongoing trials for autism, Parkinsonism, Alzheimer's, whole variety of studies already ongoing.
Mm-hmm. And will we see CBD used in children with ADD and ADHD more frequently in the next few years, in your opinion, Dr. Gregory L. Smith?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So with the release of Epidiolex, which is the prescription CBD, right? It's 99% CBD oil in a bottle that's available now at CVS, Eckerd's, wherever. With that available, what will typically happen is doctors will start using it off-label. So even though it is FDA approved for two very rare diagnoses, the medicine's available, and we can write a prescription for it off-label, not what the FDA says we have to use it for. So we're going to see physicians that are educated and interested or frustrated with the other medicines trying this Epidiolex for off-label purposes, such as you just mentioned.
It's very exciting to be in this industry, in this field, at this time, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's amazing. My dad has passed, but he was a physician right after World War II, and he said that this whole cannabinoid medicine era reminds him of antibiotics in the 50s. It was just overwhelming change in how we practice medicine because of all these different antibiotics. So that's how he compared it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Gregory Smith. It is always a pleasure having you with us today. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And as we leave, what's the best website, Dr. Smith?
Oh, yeah. Gregory L. Smith, MD, and frankie.com. Always love to come on the show. So you guys be well.
Thank you so much. And we will see you next time. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile, maybe tomorrow you'll see.